this week, we've been meeting members of the Alston family. They're one of the oldest families continuously living at the Queensbridge houses. After nearly 60 years there, they continue to have a strong presence. As WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports in the third story of our four-part series, the world of Queensbridge can be stifling for some Alstons, but nourishing for others.
Last Mother's Day, three generations of Alstons gathered in Clifton, New Jersey at Virgie Alston's oldest daughter's home to celebrate. The guest of honor, 83-year-old Virgie, wore a lacy white dress. Platters of home-cooked comfort food in aluminum trays was served, and three generations of Alstons clasped hands in a circle and prayed. Virgie's youngest son, 49-year-old Keith, rolled up his sleeves and played catch on a sliver of suburban green with his son. Keith works for UPS, but like his brothers, also spent time in jail. His father, Walter, worked two jobs until his death in 1992. Keith says despite having a hardworking father, he was more influenced by his brothers and the hustlers at Queensbridge.
When you had an example of a life of hustle that's set before you, you have no choice but to hustle. That's all I seen, how to get any fast buck, how to gamble, how to sell drugs, how to do this.
Keith did two prison stints for a total of about 7 years. After he was released for the last time in 2001, he moved to Far Rockaway, where he says there are more drugs than in Queensbridge, but he's not tempted now. He's clean, he's married, and he's a regular churchgoer. His oldest daughter just graduated from college in Rochester.
I think back where I came from, where I could have been today, and I'm thankful and grateful, because I could have still been out there in Queensbridge, because I know a lot of my friends that are still out there, and I'm no better than them. I just God made a way for escape from me. I'm living now. I'm not just existing, I'm living now.
But many Alstons still live in Queensbridge, nearly a dozen. Virgie's oldest son, Chick, keeps watch over the third and fourth generation. His fourth son, Alfredo, or Fredo, is a fixture on the streets here, too. The 36-year-old says being part of such a large family made him feel protected when he was young, but it also marked him, even as early as elementary school.
One time a teacher told me, you're going to be in jail. You're going to be in jail. And I just couldn't understand why was she... I never had been in jail. I was like in the fourth grade. I didn't know nothing about, really. You know, I knew people go to jail. I knew my father went to jail. I didn't know I was doing anything that would lead to jail. And it was such a rude awakening when I did go to jail that she was right.
Fredo spent his teens in North Carolina, staying out of any major trouble. But 3 months after he arrived in Queensbridge after graduating from high school, he was arrested for selling crack. That was followed by another arrest 2 years later in 1997. He served 2 years for both. Like many Alstons, Fredo has wide almond eyes and thick lashes, a defiant but genuine smile. He also has a baby son and sees a lot of his father in himself now.
I always said I would never be like him. I always had this thing I would be like, I'd never be like my father. But then you start to have children, and then you start to understand how a man could maybe not raise his family or be there for his family or be there for his son.
Until the recession in 2008, Fredo was doing construction. Now he's out of work and hustling. His cell phone rings constantly. His son is living with his mother.
If I look up one day and my son is in the same position that I am right here today, it wouldn't be a success. And it's kind of like a hard pill to swallow.
Affordable rent has meant the Alstons remain a family unit. The average rent paid at Queensbridge is less than $450. Fredo often spends time with his father and uncles in a half-renovated cafe across from Queensbridge, playing cards and craps on tables. And while Fredo wishes he'd made better choices, he's also especially grateful to have the love and support of his grandmother, Virgie.
If it's one thing that truly makes us Alstons, if it's one thing that truly makes us who we are, it's her, my grandmother. Because she's the only one that we ever know that if your mother throw you out, your father throw you out, she's there for you. So I think when you see that kind of love, it's hard to turn it down and say, oh yeah, I'm just another person. They make you feel differently. And even our friends know that. We make you feel special.
Another Alston that spreads goodwill around Queensbridge is Fredo's Aunt Karen. The 52-year-old is a twin with close-cropped hair. She lives three floors above her childhood home.
Yeah, I've been here all my life. I have no desire to leave Queensbridge either.
She didn't have it easy growing up. At 15, she was raped in a laundromat near her home. Like her brothers, she too got caught up in drugs. But when she had a son at 26, she knew she needed to change.
I had to break cycles, because, like, I used to smoke crack, you know, when he was a baby. Because at the time, it was like, I grew up in an era, the heroin era, when everybody in my generation, we had a brother or sister who was addicted to dope. Everybody.
She eventually kicked the habit and got a job at Queens College. As her son Jason grew up, she knew she wanted more for her son than what she saw around the projects.
My son was going on, my brothers and them, all of them was in the hustling game. I said, Jason, you don't see anybody working, but do you see how everybody's getting all these things? Think about how they're getting them. I'm not going to jail, and I'm not sending no care packages to jail. You have an option, and jail doesn't have to be that option for you.
Crime soared from 1985 to 1991, the peak of the crack epidemic. I got you stuck off the realness. We be the infamous, you heard of us. Official Queensbridge murderers. The violence and drug trade became the backdrop for Queensbridge rappers like Nas and Mobb Deep, who later recorded grim tales about the neighborhood. Compared to his cousins, Jason Alston says he was kind of a nerd. In fourth or fifth grade, he wanted to be a doctor or a lawyer. Sitting on a picnic table in a leafy park across from Queensbridge, the 26-year-old remembers one time when he loosened the belt on his jeans, like the other guys, and his mom freaked out.
I came in the house one time with my pants sagging, and she was like, look at my style. And she went ham. She went ballistic. Pull your pants up. You will not walk the streets like that. Just certain things. And not to say that the males in my family didn't have those same structures in their lives, but I just didn't want that. I knew it wasn't for me. I didn't hang with certain people. My mother was very overprotective. I had to be in the house by a certain time.
Jason has a bachelor's degree from Dillard University in New Orleans and just got a master's degree in political science from Howard University. Now, he's working with the Queens Library as a youth counselor, mentoring students, and he just took the LSATs. He'll be applying to law school this fall. For him, the Queensbridge community is where he's most comfortable.
I remember my aunts and my uncles telling me that when they were young, besides the fact that there were so many of them, it was never a time where somebody else's kid wasn't in my grandmother's house sleeping or eating. They raised a lot of people. They fed a lot of people. There was always someone in their house. But that sense of community that, like, you don't not feed somebody if they're hungry. You don't not help somebody if they need your help. That's something I've always experienced out here. I've been fortunate to have a family and a community that really are engaged with each other.
He's staying with his mom above the apartment Nightchow once converted into a double with five rooms when Virgie and Walter's family grew to 10 kids. The doors are turquoise. Jason says it's always been one awful shade of blue or another. The elevator, too, always reeks of urine.
I remember the first time I brought a girl home from my house. I was in high school. I brought her in the elevator. She was like, what is that smell? To me, it was normal. I was like, it's the elevator. Calm down. Nothing's going to bite you.
Jason's not alone. Many members of the Alston family prove how public housing, originally envisioned for the working poor, can still spring people out of poverty. And yet, the stats are grim. The group IRTA says less than 1 in 10 residents there has a bachelor's degree. And crime in public housing in Brooklyn and Queens has spiked 26% from 2010 to 2012. The Alstons are unique for their size and longevity, and Alstons with college degrees returning home are also rare. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.